Houston police officer shot, killed, second wounded, suspect in custody. By Bob Price on October 20, 2020. Houston, Texas. Houston Police Sergeant Harold Preston died Tuesday morning after being shot while responding to a domestic violence call on the city's south side. Another officer sustained an injury to his arm. Police arrested the suspect, who had to be transported to the hospital for a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Update: Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner announced that Sergeant Harold Preston died after being shot. Chief Acevedo said three officers responded to a domestic violence call. The suspect allegedly opened fire on the officers, striking Sergeant Preston and Officer Courtney Waller. The chief said the suspect shot Preston multiple times and Officer Waller sustained one gunshot wound to the arm. Chief Acevedo identified the alleged cop killer as 51-year-old Elmer Manzano, a Salvadoran national with a criminal history. He said HPD officers have been called to the home on the city's south side two times over the past 10 days. Today, Manzano's wife called the police as she tried to get her belongings out of the house. The chief said a standoff ensued for about an hour before Manzano's son opened the door and told police his dad had a gun. Manzano then allegedly opened fire, striking Sergeant Preston multiple times. The chief said Officer Waller was also wounded in the arm. Manzano also reportedly shot his son, who had to be transported to the hospital as well. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo tweeting a message Tuesday morning announcing that two of his officers had been shot. He asked for prayers for the officers. "We have had two officers struck by gunfire. Please pray. More to follow." Chief Art Acevedo, at Art Acevedo, October 20, 2020. About an hour later, the chief tweeted that the suspect had been taken into custody. "Suspect has been taken into custody without further incident. Please continue to pray for our officers, their families and their extended at Houston Police said, I love you. We will brief the community at 12:30 p.m. at Memorial Hermann." Chief Art Acevedo, at Art Acevedo, October 20, 2020. ABC 13 in Houston reports one of the officers was shot in the arm. The condition of the second officer has not yet been released. CBS 11 reported the suspect was also transported to an area hospital. The extent or nature of the suspect's injury is not known at this time. Houston Police Officers Union President Joe Gamaldi tweeted a message confirming the shooting of the two officers. He also requested prayers for the officers. "Two of our officers have been shot and being transported to the hospital. Please keep them and all of our officers in your thoughts and prayers. We need them right now." Joe Gamaldi, at Joe Gamaldi, October 20, 2020. Acevedo tweeted that a second SWAT standoff is underway in a different area of town. The chief said the suspect threatened officers with a shotgun. The at Houston Police SWAT team is now on the way to another call-out involving CIT suspect who threatened patrol officers with shotgun and is now barricaded inside his apartment. More to follow. Chief Art Acevedo, at Art Acevedo, October 20, 2020. Editor's note: this is a developing story and will be updated as new information becomes available. Information in the article may change as new details become available. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.